Yeah, you know, and I definitely have experienced that with a couple things recently. You know, Dakota, I've been looking for a bow, and so when I've talked to people, they're like, oh, well, this is $500, whatever it costs, and I go, okay, but what is it going to cost me to actually walk out of here and shoot it? And they're like, well, you need a sight, you need a lift, you need arrows, you need a quiver, and it's like, okay, so it's going to cost $1,000, and they're like, well, yeah. Okay. Well, don't tell me it costs $500 then, because I don't want a bare bow. I want to walk out the door and be able to use it. And same when I got into the suppressors, it was like, okay, what is it going to cost me to walk out the door with this thing and put it on a gun and shoot it? And, you know, depending on how you want to attach it, that cost changes drastically. So yeah, it's all in what does it actually cost to make it function and usable, and that often changes drastically from your initial price.